Today is Friday, June the 24th, 2022, and it's a great day to have a day here on the Spurs Up Show, the best Gamecocks podcast on the internet. On today's show, guys, we continue along the top five series. Guys, today I'm talking the top five best linebackers in Carolina football history. Guys, first things first, I'll read off your listener responses, and then I'll detail my five through one and give my reasoning behind each of my selections. Guys, we have got a packed show for you here on this Friday. And of course, as always, it's brought to you by our friends over at SeatGeek. Go download the SeatGeek app, go to SeatGeek.com, and when you do, use the promo code SPURSUP to save $20 off your first purchase of any purchase of $50 or more. Guys, whatever you need tickets to, they have got it, whether it be sporting events, concerts, comedy club events. They've also got what's called a deal score. So guys, whether you're on their app, their website, whatever it might be, they're going to tell you exactly where you're sitting, how much you're paying, so you know you're getting the most bang for your buck and you have the most confidence that you need when you click that buy button and purchase your tickets at checkout. So again, guys, that's our friends over at SeatGeek. Go download the SeatGeek app, go to SeatGeek.com, use that promo code SPURSUP, that's S-P-U-R-S-U-P, to save $20 off your first purchase of any purchase of $50 or more. Let's get it.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences, so the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Boys and girls, happy Friday, TGIF. Hope you're all doing well. I'm Chris Phillips, your host of the Spurs Up Show. As always, we have got a packed show for you here on this gorgeous Friday in the city as we enter yet another fantastic weekend. And I hope you guys have had a great week. I hope the show does find you well, no matter where you are, what you are doing. I know we're all looking forward to Friday. A lot of you, probably your favorite day of the week. And I'm just glad that we can spend every single Friday together. And if you choose to start your Friday, and more importantly, start your weekend with TSUS, I want to say thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you so much, guys. Also, by the way, quick reminder, somebody just mentioned this on Twitter. Our merchandise is officially yet again on the racks at Rivals in Florence, South Carolina. Obviously, guys, we work with those guys a ton. They've carried our Beamer Ball merchandise, a lot of our other merch as well. They now have the Beamer Rattler 22 merch officially on the shelves. Be sure to check it out and go buy the merch. Also, we are working right now, you may have seen on social media, we are getting the Beamer Ball merchandise in Todd and Moore Sporting Goods in downtown Columbia. So again, guys, for those of you who have gone on the online store, you have supported the merchandise through that avenue, I truly do appreciate it. But also now, if you want to go get it in person, you now have that option. You're able to go purchase the merchandise right here in downtown Columbia. Guys, hey, now is the time to do it. You want your merchandise for game day, right? I can't tell you how many times I have people hit me up the week of a game and say, Chris, I need this t-shirt. I need this hoodie. I need this tank top. I need this hat, whatever it might be. And right now, unfortunately, yours does not keep inventory on hand. So just do yourself a favor, guys. Get it out of the way right now and get your merchandise purchased and bought today. That's TSUS.store and at Rivals in Florence, South Carolina. And Todd and More Sporting Goods in downtown Columbia. Also, we dropped a big announcement, guys, on Wednesday. The TSUS tour, our dates are officially set. I've teased this for quite a little while. We will be traveling to all of the Carolina Ale House locations across the state of South Carolina and also the Augusta, Georgia location, all seven of those locations each and every single week, beginning the final week or so of July and throughout the entire month of August. So again, guys, going to be a great opportunity to get out and about and meet Gamecock fans and mingle and fellowship and interact. We're probably going to do some Q&A stuff, maybe some live stuff. Not 110% sure yet, but we'll be interacting with you guys. Also, we will have merch on hand. We'll have swag on hand. Going to be a really, really, really good time. So again, check our post on social media for the official dates of when we're going to each location. Again, that's Columbia, Myrtle Beach, Somerville, downtown Greenville, Woodruff Road, Augusta, and Fort Mill. Those are the seven locations. So again, be sure to check that calendar. We posted it on social media of when we're coming to your spot, when we're coming to your local Carolina Ale House, and we will be dropping more details as those dates do get closer. But guys, something that has been a dream of mine for a while, you know, to get the opportunity to go across the state and expand the business and really just meet, interact with each of you and get to shake your hands and talk Gamecocks with you. The fact we get to do it this summer is going to be so much fun. And I think it's only going to build up the hype and intensity for what is going to be one hell of a 2022 football season. With that being said, guys, hey, we're continuing along the top five series. We don't have many more of these left, by the way. We don't have many more. So if you want to get your responses in, if you want to debate, you want to banter, now's the time to do it. Because in a couple of weeks, guys, yours truly going to be dropping predictions. And we'll be talking predictions, projections, breaking everything down. You already know the drill. So again, the top five series continues. We're talking best linebackers in Carolina football history. And while I don't view South Carolina as linebacker you in any means, there have been some really, really, really good players to come through at the linebacker position. I want to start, guys, with first your responses, who you said deserved to be in the top five. Henry Doty on Twitter said one through five, James Seawright, Eric Norwood, Paul Vogel, Shaq Wilson, and Sherrod Green getting the nod at the five spot. At Gamecock underscore talent says one through five, Sky Moore, Jasper Brinkley, Shaq Wilson, Ernest Jones, and James Seawright. William Hancock simply just says Jasper Brinkley. Why not? One through five, just give it to Jasper. On Facebook, we had one comment, Nick Babb, one through five. He gave, says, Eric Norwood, Jasper Brinkley, Kalimba Edwards, James Seawright, and Sky Moore. So again, guys, a lot of very familiar names in that list. And with that being said, let me go ahead and dive into mine. My top five best linebackers in Carolina football history. And we'll start with number five. You know, you look back at these Black Magic teams, and I tell you, the Fire Ant defense was a real thing. Them dudes were some bad mofos. And there's a reason for that. The linebacking core, I mean, it had to be one of the best in college football. Because there are multiple gentlemen that were part of that Fire Ant defense, that were part of that run, that I have on this list, not to spoil anything, right? And they all were great players in their own right. All were great players. All were fantastic athletes for South Carolina. And this man certainly fits the bill. He played for the Gamecocks from 1979 to 1983. During his career, he accumulated 405 tackles, six tackles for loss, and three sacks. He also had three interceptions and four forced fumbles. Guys, my fifth best linebacker to ever wear the garnet in black, J.D. Fuller. And again, guys, you look at those numbers and they just jump off the page, man. 143 tackles in 1981, 131 tackles in 1982, and 121 tackles in 1983. This dude was the model of consistency. And again, you think about the numbers he put up. Literally being surrounded by an All-American, who we're going to get into in just a second. But being next to an All-American, but he certainly held his own. Certainly held his own and was a force for the Gamecocks at that linebacker spot. Again, guys, a huge piece from Clinton, South Carolina, a huge piece of that fire ant defense, and was part of some of the best defenses in school history. So again, guys, my fifth best linebacker in Carolina football history, J.D. Fuller. My fourth best linebacker to play for the University of South Carolina, and was fortunate enough to watch this dude in person and see him all throughout his career, in his prime, of course. And when you think of opportunistic football players, right? When I look at this guy, like, I don't necessarily view him as the most talented on the field. I don't view him as some imposing type of dude, more of an athletic linebacker at 6'2", 218, right? But this guy had a knack for the football. I mean, that is putting it lightly. A knack for the football, loved content, and played with a tenacity that made him an impact player from the jump. This man played for the Gamecocks from 2013 to 2017 during his career. He had 351 total tackles, 20 tackles for loss, 5 sacks, and 14 interceptions. That's the one that really stands out. He also had 3 fumble recoveries during his time at South Carolina, guys. My fourth best linebacker to ever wear the garnet in black, Sky Moore. And again, getting to watch Sky Moore in person. And Sky Moore, dude, what he symbolized and represented for the Gamecocks defense. And what's so interesting is that he makes this list. He endured, you know, the best of times and the worst of times when it comes to Gamecocks football. Obviously, was a true freshman on that 2013 team. I forgot about this, by the way, guys. Who else forgot that Sky Moore did not play that entire 2016 season due to an injury? I almost forgot about that. But he saw the best of times and worst of times, right? As a freshman, 2013 season, also endured Steve Spurrier's resignation in 2015. But what remained consistent was his playmaking ability. The 14 interceptions, just always found himself in the right place, right time, and the way he was able to make guys around him on that defense better, truly was the captain and the leader of the Gamecocks defensively during his time there. So, guys, again, my fourth best linebacker in South Carolina history, Sky Moore. Moving to number 3, my third best linebacker to ever wear the garnet in black. And this is a dude, if you like hard nose, hard hitting, nasty, just physical linebackers, well then folks, you love this gentleman. And I think that's what really puts him up so high on the list, because there are plenty of other guys who have better stats, but I think it's just the type of player he was, the imposing nature of his game, and the way that he just dominated in the middle for South Carolina when he was healthy is what puts him here. Coming in at number 3, this man played for the Gamecocks from 2006 to 2008. During his career, he accumulated 193 total tackles, 20 tackles for loss, and 7.5 sacks. He also had 3 interceptions to his mark. My third best linebacker to ever wear the garnet in black, Jasper Brinkley. And that name right there, I'm sure, brings so many great memories back to many of you, the first couple of Spurrier teams. But you look at that first season, of course, coming over from Georgia Military Academy, 107 total tackles, 14 tackles for loss, and 5 sacks, guys. I mean, just absolutely dominant in the middle. He battled the injuries in 2007. Of course, he had the big play in 07 at Georgia to seal the game, the interception. But when Jasper Brinkley was on the field, I mean, I really feel like, guys, and this is no disrespect to the last couple of great ones we've had, but when I think of a run-stopping type of, like, you're just traditional linebacker, Jasper Brinkley, I feel like, is like the last big-time, hard-nosed middle linebacker we've had at South Carolina. Again, that's not a slight at anybody else. It's more of a kudos and a nod to just the player that Jasper Brinkley was. So, again, guys, my third best linebacker in South Carolina football history, Jasper Brinkley. Let's move to number 2. My second best linebacker to ever play at South Carolina. And this is a dude, I'll tell you this, I did not have in my top 5 last year. But I did a little bit more digging. I looked at the numbers. I looked at the accolades. And I looked at the teams in which he was on. And if I was going to have J.D. Fuller in my top five, it just felt wrong. It just felt wrong to not have this guy in the top five as well. He played for the Gamecocks from 1981 to 1984. During his career, he had 384 tackles, 22 tackles for loss, 5 sacks, 2 interceptions, and 5 forced fumbles. Guys, he was named an AP All-American in 1984 and was a leader on that South Carolina Fire Ant defense in 84, coming in our second best linebacker to ever wear the garnet in black, the late, great James Seawright. Of course, guys, in case you missed it, James Seawright did pass away back in 2014, but what an incredible Gamecock and what an incredible player he was. Unfortunately, had cancer. Again, RIP James Seawright. And also is a member of the South Carolina Athletics Hall of Fame, of course. But you look at his numbers, I mean, AP All-American, Football Writers All-American, All-American on basically every single list. And I just look back at my top five from last year, and I realized if you're going to put a guy, you're going to put a linebacker specifically that was on that Fire Ant defense that was a part of those teams, well, you got to put the dude in there that was the leader of that group, and that was James Seawright. He was the dude that made that thing tick. He was the guy that made that defense go, and he was the most imposing and intimidating guy on that defense. And again, the numbers and the accolades certainly reflect that. So again, guys, my second best linebacker in South Carolina football history, James Seawright, which leads me to the best linebacker to ever wear the garnet and black. And as I told you guys on the Wednesday show, many people freaked out when they didn't see his name with the best defensive lineman in school history. I told you I was waiting. I was saving him for this list, for the sake of these lists and the sake of these shows. But I told you all, he's going to get his credit. He's going to get his just due. And certainly we are doing that right now. This man played for the Gamecocks from 2006 to 2009. During his career, he had 255 total tackles, 55 tackles for loss, and 29 sacks, still a school record to this day. He also had 2 interceptions and 1 fumble recovery and 1 forced fumble during his time at South Carolina. And there wasn't a player, guys, that loved the spotlight and loved making big-time plays under the lights at Williams-Brice Stadium, or really anywhere for that matter, more than this gentleman. Folks, the best linebacker in South Carolina football history, Eric Norwood. And guys, I will tell you this from my personal experience. I was fortunate enough to see Eric Norwood's career from start to finish. It was so cool. I was at his game. I was at the game in 2006 against Florida Atlantic when he got his first career sack as a Gamecock. And I was also there in 2009, Thursday night against Ole Miss, when he broke the record. So to see that, you know, that entire the entire lifespan of his career in Garnet and Black was so cool. But you just talk about a guy that had a knack for the big play, knew how to get to the quarterback. And again, guys, I list him with the linebackers because he did play defensive line, defensive end. He also shifted a linebacker, like I told you all, for all intensive purposes. And for the sake of these lists, I have Eric Norwood grouped with the linebackers. But I don't care. You want to say he's a D lineman? Fine. You want to say he's a linebacker? Cool. He's a playmaker. He's a playmaker, and he's one of the greatest defensive playmakers this school has ever seen. He's one of the greatest defensive players in the history of South Carolina football. A guy who just had a motor, man, had a motor, never stopped, would not stop till he got the quarterback. And like I said earlier, guys, it felt like the more grand the occasion, the bigger the game, the more prime time the spotlight was, the better he performed. I mean, who can forget 2007 against Kentucky? What Eric Norwood did in that ball game, a nationally ranked matchup, Thursday night ball game on national TV. Who can forget 2007, the way he played at Georgia? Who can forget 2009 against Clemson, all of the great performances that he had? And again, there's a reason his name is still on those turnstiles, 29 career sacks. The greatest in every sense of the word. A baller, a playmaker, someone I'm blessed to call a friend and a friend of the show. And it's without a doubt, he is the greatest linebacker in South kind of football history. So again, guys, my top five best linebackers. Number one, Eric Norwood. Number two, James Seawright. Number three, Jasper Brinkley. Number four, Sky Moore. And number five, J.D. Fuller. Guys, we'd love to hear your responses, your thoughts. What do you think of my top five? Who got left out? Do you like the list? Do you hate it? Would love to hear the feedback from you. Guys, that's going to do it for me. Appreciate you all tuning in. Thank you all so much for your continued love and support, guys. Thank you for making this yet another successful week for the business, for the content, for the live show, everything we do. Guys, again, thank you all so much from the bottom of my heart. I cannot say it enough. Again, appreciate you all tuning in, guys. Have a fantastic weekend, and we will talk to you on Monday.